Science marches are happening Saturday across the country, including in New York City. WNYC's Janet Babin reports that although organizers say they're nonpartisan, there is a strong political context.
A lot of scientists are known to prefer lab coats and quiet spaces to the public square. But many are increasingly anxious about what they see as political attacks on their vocation, and in some cases, outright untruths. And that's leading some to speak out. Rush Holt is the CEO of AAAS, a well-known publisher of scientific journals. He says politicians from all sides have at times traded fact-based evidence for ideology, and that's hurt science.
So it is not just about Donald Trump. But there's also no question that the marchers are saying when the shoe fits, the marchers want to speak up.
Since January, documents and data have disappeared from government websites, and Trump administration appointees have issued a number of directives that contradict established scientific facts. In March, Trump's EPA administrator reversed a ban on using a Dow chemical pesticide on food, even though peer-reviewed studies concluded it was dangerous to children's brains. This seems like a slam dunk for a political march on these issues. So why are organizers of the Earth Day March for Science insisting it's not? Money. Researchers say that federal allocations of funds to scientific organizations are often made by the very politicians who sometimes use alternate facts to push through their regulatory and legislative agendas. Yet organizers also believe funding of science is important, which is why they're holding the marches across the country. Mitali Nkande is a co-chair of the New York City March and works for Black Girls Code.
The purpose for us is to make the link between scientific research and the fact that it's taxpayer money that allows it to happen and the impact it has on your everyday life.
Organizers hope the renewed attention on science from the marches will be a start and will eventually increase federal money made available for research. Janet Babin, WNYC News.